right. This is Canopy Conversations, where we take you behind the scenes at Canopy and share insights from our team. I'm your host, Eric Schwartz. In today's episode, I'm pleased to welcome Neil Underwood, one of Canopy's general partners, president of Live Oak Bank Shares, co-founder of Encino, and all-around fantastic guy. Theme for today's episode is a little bit different. We're going to focus on Neil's transition from technology to banking to fintech to venture and everything in between. So, Neil, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
So let's, well, kind of start at the beginning. Can you talk us through your career in how'd you get into technology? What drove you into that particular field? And then when did you wake up one morning and said, you know what, I want to be a banker?
I want to be a banker. I did it at a very risky age. This is kind of a funny part of the story. So I've always been an engineer, even kind of high school years, and then knew I wanted to go to a technical school. So I went to Georgia Tech and studied computer science, industrial engineering. I had to get through school and had some financial aid, but learned how to sell newspaper subscriptions door to door to help subsidize things, and then sold some cars. Married a Dodge was a company I worked for. Anyway, so tried to mix this technical sales and sales role with the technology. So early on, my buddies were getting out and all going to Accenture and working there 80 to 100 hours a week. I tended to want to do something a little different and started with a really small technology company in Atlanta called Transaction Software, and ran sales there for about 8 years and learned all there was to learn about cash management. So those, you know, treasury management, cash management, very topical right now, given the liquidity crisis in March. But the back then it was, selling software to banks that allowed them to sell to their corporate customers, money transfer, ACH origination, and learned pretty quickly about fintech. It wasn't really called fintech back then, but aging myself a bit. But we went really deep in treasury management, and that was kind of fun. So that's kind of how it started. And from there, met Chip Mahan back at a company called S1. And had a real fortune of learning how to run a P&L and being a critical part of a business unit. And Mahan, this comes back to him. He's like, Underwood, you're like, now I'm 40 years old, by the way. Nobody moves from Atlanta, Georgia to Wilmington, North Carolina, where there's no other companies at all. I could have done anything there in Atlanta. He's very convincing. He also took all my money at Live Oak Bank. Said, look, you need to actually run the bank. And so moved my family to Wilmington from Atlanta, and haven't looked back ever since. It was really an interesting transition being a software executive, selling fintech to banks, and actually going to run a bank. You really learn a lot about all that is regulatory compliance, all the ratios that make up a bank, and beyond.
But, you know, Neil, you hit on a point that we bring up with our Canopy Closers team. These are our heads of sales across our portfolio companies, and the importance of understanding how a bank works to be able to effectively talk with executives, sell software to them. So when you think about your early career, even before you became a banker, were there any tips, tricks, or ideas that you came up with that made you a better salesperson to be able to have the conversation with the head of treasury or even the CFO of a bank to effectively sell your software?
Yeah, look, we had all the sales methodology approaches and training for the sales executives as well as the sales leaders. But the interesting thing is, and I'm kind of ashamed to say, I never really knew how a bank worked from end to end, lending, payments, credit. And so really having a solid conversation with the CEO until I actually ran the bank, didn't really have those kinds of insights. So what I try to do with Canopy Closers now is, hey guys, once you understand how a bank is run, once you read the annual reports, and understand what the CEO is thinking, you could have a much higher quality conversation with not just the CEO, but the operating committee of that bank. And so we always went deep in terms of product functionality, and we knew the domain of, let's say in this case, it was treasury management or retail banking, but banking in general and how it works, and specifically, if you're trying to sell to a bank, reading that annual report and trying to understand how the CEO thinks and what those priorities are so critical. And it's all out there in the open. And so those are the tips that I can give to any of my fellow software sales executives would be read that annual report, spend a little time on Banking 101.
Yeah, absolutely. So Chip convinced you to move to Wilmington. There's a bank there. You start up with Live Oak, and then started incubating, you know, a couple years later, the company that has became nCino. So let's talk about that, because there's a lot of our, say a number of our bank LPs that have incubated companies within the four walls of the bank or somehow involved in incubating companies. Can you talk a little bit about what that was like to do within the bank, and then ultimately the thought process around, okay, well, you know, this is probably something we should spin off. How does that whole process work?
Yeah, no, that's fun. This journey certainly has been a fun one. And it's, if you think about it, so you're asked now to run the bank. And the best thing a software engineer can do is they come into the bank. I don't come from a lending background. So it's really looking at the processes and how we make life better for lenders, underwriters, closers, credit. And what's crazy about banking in commercial lending, everything is done with paper files. So I'd walk around the office and there would be these huge paper files for each loan, because think about it, you got 3 years personal tax returns, 3 years business tax returns. If you have a partner, you layer that on top, you have an appraisal, you know how big those are. And so you have these things that are almost, you know, call it 9 inches tall, and they're layered on top of each other. And then when you're ready to move it from one stage to the other, you FedEx it and send it to the next spot and the next spot. And, you know, looking at the entire process, if one digitized that each document and connected it to an object, a loan object, which in this case we use force.com to build our LOS, it just makes the process so much quicker. You can tell how long a loan has been in the queue. And that worked just so well. When lenders, you know, change under the banner of change management, really hard to change their workflow. But when you have lenders as raving fans saying this is the best system ever, it's that kind of thing is rare. And that inspired us to go. I gave a talk at Dreamforce, and you know, usually if you're lucky, you have a few people straggling. We had a lot of people that were really interested in what we showed, and that gave us the, you know, inspiration to say, okay, maybe it's time we spin this out. You know, we funded it with the first $3 million, then the following $9 million, just the current Live Oak shareholders. You know, Chip and I sold the first, call it 20 banks, and then hired Pierre to come and run it. And he's just done a fantastic job ever since.
So that, I guess you could argue, was your first foray into venture. Hugely successful at Live Oak. nCino is a great story. Did you wake up one morning and was like, you know what, forget this banking thing, or maybe I'll do that as on the side. This venture activity is a lot more exciting, a lot more interesting. Let me go all in here.
Yeah. So, you know, transitioning to Canopy, it's, you know, we ran the bank for 10 years. I took it public in 2015. And, you know, it really, the engine started taking shape. And so, you know, as one thinks about it, it wasn't just nCino, but Finxact, Payrailz, Defense Storm, Greenlight, other companies that we incubated to try to heal the bank infrastructure. As you know, there's 250 million lines of, you know, COBOL code out there, and just trying to figure out how to refine it and move to, you know, API first cloud native tech. And so doing that multiple times, you know, just the industry was, you know, just ready for, I think, deeper investment. The term fintech took place. And so, you know, thanks to Gene and Walker and others who came down and said, hey, guys, let's start a fintech fund. They kind of raised it on a radar, and Canopy was born.
Love it. So we talked about the career. Let's kind of transition for a bit and get to know you, the man behind the man, so to speak. And quick fire round, guilty pleasure.
Well, all of you that know me know I love to play golf and drink red wine. Those are the things that I should do less of. And obviously, you know, visiting my two boys, Pierce and Grant, Linda, is pretty freaking special. So very fortunate. The boys now are have graduated and are up and out. So we're kind of an empty nester land. So I guess I could play more golf and drink more red wine.
And do more venture deals.
That's right.
Other little known fact about you is you're a pianist.
Yeah, I just bang around a little bit. I mean, the one great thing my mom did was kind of make me take piano lessons. And I couldn't read reading music, it takes me a little time. But hearing it and listening to it, I kind of play by ear and just, you know, it's kind of a fun thing that I do on the side that calms me down after a long day of work.
Yeah, a lot with the red wine in hand. Well,
yeah, that's right.
Little known fact, but we're going to see if we can contract with you to do music at our upcoming Canopy Alliance Summit this spring.
No, so when Lulu, we do actually have a true pianist, concert pianist on the team. I think Lulu would be the great one to debut there.
Absolutely. Well, Neil, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today. We really appreciate it and look forward to more conversations down the road.
Yeah, thank you all for listening and we'll have a great day.
Canopy Conversations is confidential and may not be relied upon as investment, legal, or tax advice. Please carefully review Canopy Connect terms and conditions for further information.